Now, you know, if you want, you can read the points to get the details of how it all happened. But what we also see here is that the president has responded, okay? And he has directed the armed forces and police to ensure immediate and safe return of the abducted students. This is according to his aide, Garba Shehu. He said that the president had also dispatched to MENA a team of security chiefs to coordinate the rescue operations and meet with state officials and other stakeholders. And of course, he condemned the attack. So that's what we have there. A significant development, though. He says, declare emergency on security, Senate tells Buhari. He says the Senate on Wednesday asked the president to declare a state of emergency on security without further delay. I'd always thought about this, but I thought that the Senate and the reps would reject it because it gives the president ultimate powers. But if the Senate is now saying to him, declare a state of emergency, I think he should grab the opportunity so he can have a very good hold on what we are facing. We're very, very close to the brink, extremely close. And you need to read the statement of former President Abdul Salami. But one senator, Enagi, said that the federal government was not competent to handle security. Now, another development, which is a bit disturbing and needs some clarification, is the challenge, or rather the statement of the Minister of Defense, who is calling on Nigerians to defend themselves. And I found it quite worrying, because are you saying that you can no longer hold, you can no longer, handle the security situation? If you tell us to defend ourselves with what? Are you going to allow us to carry firearms? In all honesty, I don't think a Minister of Defense should have been making that kind of statement, to be honest with you. Though, the good news is, the news is that we now know that there is a worry about being able to bring a solution to this crisis, because it looks as if he has put his hands up. And he said that, this is what he says, and let me read it. We have demonstrated our ability to take on the challenge. We have done in Katsina and so on and so forth. I'm sure that before the end of the day, we'll be given a full brief. And he says, is it the responsibility of the military alone? It is the responsibility of everybody to be alert and ensure safety at all times. But we shouldn't be cowards. At times, the bandits will come with only about 3 rounds of ammunition, and when they fire shots, everybody will run. In our younger days, we stand to fight any aggression. So what are we going to fight a man with an AK-47 with?
A knife.
A man with a B.
Yeah, B now.
I almost forgot we were radio. That B was the beginning of a sentence. But I just remember that I'm already. I was so startled. You want to fight a man with an AK-47 with a Sheriff, mind yourself. Mind yourself. Anyway, that's where we are now. And in summary, the times don't look good. And let us not be in denial.
Yeah.
The times don't look good. You need to adjust the way you live. You do need to adjust the way you live. There is no security anywhere. There is no security anywhere. And this is the time to do less of praying and more of strategic thinking. The world is enough for the wise. Next story, Baba.
Yes, let's go to the next story here. We're staying with a punch, page 6 this time around. Sanwo-Olu Sikhs return histories to school curriculum. Sanwo-Olu Sikhs return history to school curriculum. I don't understand how they wrote that.
These guys sometimes. What the story is that the wife of the Lagos State Governor, Dr. Bijoke Sanwo-Olu, has called for the return of history as a subject. I thought that had been done. Apparently, it hasn't. And she says that she believes that history should be, and I totally agree with her 100%. I don't know how we have survived without having history in our curriculum.
That's a blunder. I don't know who even did that to start with. It was a horrible policy.
Well, I've said that we have to cast certain things in concrete. Things like protocol and whatever. You see, when you leave these things to the machinations, this man thinks, so this is what is going to work.
It changes for you. And he changes it.
That is what you get. And I'd like to read exactly what she said. And she said that, I strongly believe that history as a subject should be returned to a school curriculum, just as keeping monuments in archives for posterity is key. And then she gives an example. For instance, The dress I wore on the inauguration day could be archived for children to see and appreciate in the years to come, just as the dress Queen Elizabeth wore during her visit to India in 1960. But she didn't say her husband. She said she just said public speaking is a very dangerous thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, the handlers should not. It would have been better if she had said, you know, rather than say her own.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. The husband is, you know.
Yeah, you know, be careful with this.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to another page here on the Punch. Why I prayed that COVID-19 should not end. Did you see the video, Apostle Suleiman?
Emike, I know they
you
look
didn't see the video.
I know they look that kind of thing.
You have missed.
Well, I will go and look for it. Ah. But you see, you remember when I resumed in January, I said this is the year of revelation. And I mentioned the
and you mentioned one. Yes, yes.
You remember
you did.
That one that
you did, you
they
did,
said
you
I
did.
Went to Unilag with? You don't say that one, don't cool now. Another one. This is the most reckless statement I've ever heard.
How could you?
This is the most. It serves you right. All
How
of you,
could you
running after pastors and so on. Let me read what he said. He said, listen to this. Oh, he said, in COVID pandemic, I bought a jet. The third one, oh, the man has three jets.
Yes.
I have three. I was praying for COVID-19 not to end because I was resting. Oh, my God. While people were complaining, my wife asked, can life be this sweet? Am I talking to somebody here? I'm reading what...
I know.
I don't think that happened. And he said, no stress. I read on the internet that there's a rumor going around that I have a machine. And he went on and on into some imbecilic rant. This is the most...
That's what it is.
But the sweet part of it is that God is going to expose these people. Hmm. You know, when my... not my classmate, the guy I went to Unilag with, that you know, when he started, I'm sure when he finished, he wondered what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
They will speak in tongues to reveal themselves. Take it from me.
How dare you say that?
It is God at work. People don't understand. I keep saying, people ask me, are you always condemning pastors? I said, no. It serves his it serves them right. So whilst they were running from, no wonder they didn't want the churches closed. You can now see now. It says, I prayed that COVID-19 should not end and that during he was resting and he was able to buy a third plane. Good.
Don't say.
But this is not time to... In all honesty, we need we will look at this issue tomorrow.
What
at 9 o'clock. We'll look at this issue tomorrow. We need to take a thorough look at this statement.
Goodness me.
Are you sure it wasn't cloned in the video?
It wasn't. I saw it was. He was saying it with all his might. With his designer suit.
That is God at work. Oh, all of them, one by one, they will be exposed. I know. You know, December, I went to the mountain.
You went to the mountain.
I said it here now.
Oh yes, you said it here actually.
I said one by one. The one that was. Have you heard him say anything since then?
No.
Okay, he's talking to Ibuhu at the moment. That's true. One by one. Who's next?
Yeah, we'll wait. The Punch is here. The Punch says use of cryptocurrencies a concern. IMF is saying that.
Now we have gotten to the point. Ooh. Even the IMF has said that the use of cryptocurrencies is some concern. And this is what the IMF president representative in Nigeria says. He says that perhaps some care should be taken about the activities. The use of the currency is concerned. That is why some central banks, not only in Nigeria, have this concern about this cryptocurrency, whatever. And he noted that some of the activities might be illegal or related to money laundering and drug peddling.
We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. I can see comments here. Listen, we are aware that the app is currently not streaming. It's not that the app is not off. The app is up and working. Well, it's just currently not streaming, and our tech guys are on it. So we'll get that fixed as soon as possible. Thank you for your concern. Those people that used to listen via app, they are now all over the live stream on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
You get two in one. Yeah, you get radio and TV.
Exactly.
Buy one, get one free.
You don't say something before.
Get one free and another one free. That's what it is.
Let's go to the Vanguard, Pele. We're here on page 6 of the Vanguard. Wife kills husband for receiving phone call from mistress in Ondo. Man beats 42-year-old wife to death in Lagos.
You see, this brings to the fore the concern that I've always had about the mental state of Nigerians, to be very honest, and this is a very serious subject. The first is that is this issue of denial when there is a need for them to check out their mental state. Of course, anybody who is in that mental state, first of all, the day somebody can say, I have this mental issue,
right,
is half cured. But people around, because of stigmatization and so on and so forth, they tend to overlook these things. Now, the story here, you know, insane jealousy itself is a mental state. And those who have it do need, you know, because it is it's not as if it's not madness,
right,
but it is a mental state that needs counseling. Look at this
to the point of killing somebody.
Yes, I hope she has a very smart lawyer, because you know, you can get away with it through, because what she did was, another thing is this: never, I repeat, never get involved in any form of violence. Because even when you're playing and you put somebody,
anything can happen,
and that's what happened with this. The wife killed the man for receiving a phone call from the mistress. Now the man is gone. The mistress will find her way. And then there's another one here. Now where is it? Where did I see that? Now the other story of the man. You read it?
It's just below it.
Man beats 42-year-old. Why would you do this
to death?
Now COVID has brought out some mental challenges. But we seem to ignore that part. My advice to government is, please, let us have, more of, like we did with, like the Lagos State government, for example, the domestic violence and so on and so forth. We need to very quickly set up counseling units to take care of this kind of, it's a mental imbalance.
As a matter of fact, we discussed it like twice or three times on the Morning Crossfire. We spoke about
Today?
As in during the peak of COVID, when we're trying to release people to go back into the business space and school. We talked about how schools should set up counseling. Even if you don't have counseling units before, set it up right now. So that the kids and your teachers can come and speak to the counselor.
I can admit that I had a bit of a mental challenge during the COVID lockdown.
It affected everybody.
Well, that's also because I've had a history of anxiety. You need to face this. It's reality. It's no big deal. I've had to say this publicly to encourage other people. If you know you have anxiety, depression issues, and so on and so forth, go seek help.
There is no shame in it.
There's no shame in it. I went to my doctor. Doctor, what's his name? Doctor Fire. He went and sorted it out, a few drugs, and okay. Because you see, some are due to the environment. Some are physiological. But the lack of doing anything can lead to all kinds of things.
We don't even pay attention to such things.
I do. I pay attention to with this kind of work that we do. You have to pay attention to your mental.
I know.
This job alone can run you crazy.
I know. I know completely.
So please, if you're feeling uncomfortable, your sleep is not right and whatever, or you have insane jealousies, this jealousy thing is a terrible... Some men sleep, before they sleep at night, they put their hand under their wife's pillow. Just make sure there's no knife there. I once had a night... During my youth service, I once had a knife to my throat. So I know what it is. Yes, I once had a knife, but I won't talk about that. That's a story for another day. When my memoirs come out, my grandsons will publish it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, I once had a knife.
We can't wait. And this issue of mental health goes into even the workplace. If you're an employer of labor, try and get... a clinical psychologist to come into the workplace
and speak to
your staff. You know, it's very, very good.
I can almost boldly say, let me take a safe figure. Close to 40% of people living in Lagos will most likely be facing one mental challenge or the other.
You know, we're having a meeting last week or so, and I was telling my team that I don't know where it came from. I just told them that, look, you need to find a way to take care of your mental health.
Yes.
This job is stressful. I know, because I'm doing it as you are doing it. is stressful. It will take a toll. You won't know now. You're just going to lash out on somebody someday, or you just do something stupid someday. It's because of a lot of things that you've soaked in while doing your job.
The religious bodies are not helping either. Yeah. Because every simple thing, simple whatever, it needs deliverance and needs the work of the devil. We need to get our minds off these things and be more professional.
Yeah.
Even the churches, if I were them, for your counseling unit, you will employ trained hands.
Yeah.
But you take it upon yourself, it's deliverance, it is this, it is that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when you see, we call them OP, opposite people. When you see people behaving, everybody is going right and they are going left. That's a problem. In fact, in Nigeria today, from public opinion that you see sometimes, more people are going left than right.
Oh boy, let's move on quickly. It's 7:50 from our studio here. Let's see who is here. Vanguard. Papa Gridlock, Sanwo-Olu's traffic team helpless as miscreants take over.
Well, this is to highlight again and again.
What a shame.
The fact that the Lagos State Government still hasn't gotten a hold on the Apapa Gridlock. And I'm asking myself now, okay, so what do we do next? What do we do next? And I think in your show or whatever, let us start asking if there's anybody out there who can come out. Obviously, it's out of the government's hands now. The place is taken over by miscreants and this and that. This is what happens when you don't think ahead. Yes. When you don't get into deep thought. This is what happens when you concentrate more on hyping than in the grind. In getting the work done. And this, of course, would never have happened in the time of my good friend that everybody knows, but so be it. I might ask to please take a flight to Abuja and go and sit down with this man and find a way by which they can solve, because it is part of the problem here in the sense that is the construction going on the expressway. But you should have had this in mind. I honestly don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer to this one. Maybe somebody does.
Indeed. Let's take this one. You know what, Jimmy? Before we take this one, let's go to the social media and take some thoughts.
Okay.
Let's see. Adebowale David says, Uncle Jimmy, if Nigerian pastors are going to heaven, every Nigerian is going to. The greatest crime and injustice in our nation is being committed by our religious leaders.
I beg that. I go this heaven before any pastor this heaven, no, Jerry. No, it's true now. You know, we've been intimidated by these people. This man of God is coming.
Yeah.
That's why initially people thought that I'm a heathen. I'm a Christian, okay? But I don't go to church in Nigeria. I'm sorry. Because I don't understand what's going on. I went to one church one time. And after a while, they said the pastor, they brought a chair and a bucket. I was there sitting. I was invited. I was there sitting around the daily. They said we should now go and do what you call love your pastor. You go and drop money. Of course, me or Dideo. You know, it's time for us to put on our thinking caps.
You don't love the pastor.
There are some pastors that I love so much, and I can just count them. Maybe if you talk of those that I respect so much, what's his name now? Wale Adefarasin.
Okay.
I love him so much.
Pastor Paul.
Wale is elder brother, guiding light. Okay. If you talk about
what happens to Paul?
Sam Adeyemi. I don't know. If you talk about Sam Adeyemi, if you talk about there are quite a few of them. So it's not as if we want to condemn all of them, but there are some things that are quite clear. You will know there is something wrong. Imagine a church telling you to bring your first salary as first seed when it is in that January that man is broke the most. Have you noticed since you started working, you get broke the most in January because you have spent all your money during Christmas? That is when a pastor will tell you to sow your first seed.
Yes.
I beg second business.
It's first seed.
Only Nancy. God is going to expose these people one by one. Two down, more to go.
Okay. All right. Let's look at these editorials here. Triumphant 80, Ajayi Laiset is making a roaring success of her life in spite of back-breaking torments.
Yes, first of all, I am inclined to believe that we don't honor our own.
Hmm.
You know, the narrative has changed. It's always about money, big boy, big girl. This is a woman who has brought glory to her country at the Lancet, in the arts.
Right.
Fantastic woman.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read this editorial, you discover that she's gone through a lot. You know, including, I'm sorry to say, but it's in the editorial, that she was delineated when her own workers sexually abused her. She was quite open about it. She's gone through a lot. Her family condemned her initially because maybe at that time they didn't understand what it was to be an actress. She's gone through an abusive marriage. All here in the whatever. But
she's a great woman.
She is a great woman. And this is what the nation says. I'd like people to get find time to read. It's an inspiration. It says she has been a great Nigerian and African ambassador at the cultural level.
Right.
Levitating her values on the world stage. She has been a judge of the Diamond Award for Media Excellence, in which I can now say publicly that I was also a judge. And ironically, we worked together.
Right.
Fantastic woman. Right. We wish her all the best. It's a pity this is happening during the COVID, whatever. About Darlene, you know. The other person here that is honored here is Yisa Sofolue.
Okay.
Who, what's his name now? Okonkwo, the NS Okonkwo used to call defense minister. You know, Yisa Sofolue was a back, was it number, was it four?
I think he was the last man.
He was the last man. No, the last man was chairman, Chuku Kabi.
Did they play at the same time? No, they didn't play at the same time.
Let me just keep
quiet. They didn't play at the same time.
Let me keep quiet. When it comes to sports, let me keep quiet. But he died. This is the part that touched my heart. He says, which was when news filtered out that he was ill and needed urgent help, not a few remembered the dutiful defense minister of yore on sporting duty for his country. That he died when help in cash to fund the scare was reportedly on the way again raises the imperative for some trade trust funds. I've said no. What should happen is this. For people like Yisa Sofolue, Odegbami, all these people who have Chuku, they shouldn't be going cap in hand after having brought glory to our land.
Mm-mm.
What is it going to cost the federal government to fund their health, whatever, for life? These people put their life and whatever on the line.
They should have some kind of platinum card.
Yes.
That will grant them access to some basic facilities.
Yes. It's sad. When Chuku was sick, it was, what's his name now? This billionaire. Otedola that came to his aid. Yes. It shouldn't be like that. If you've represented the country up to this level, then of course you make provisions for them.
Right.
Having won the cup, the guys who work the Olympic, all of them, say, for life, the federal government will take care of your treatment. And guess what? Do you know how you can do it?
Mm-hmm.
You can even do it in a very easy manner without this. Just get them a high-level insurance policy and pay the premium.
It's as simple.
It's as simple as that.
You know they are covered.
It's not covered. Instead, you want to... In Akwa Ibom, I heard, though, I don't know me, Odebel, I heard that the governor is his health, whatever, past governor, is 100 million.
You mean we have to go? What's coming up at 9?
Tony Khan is coming.
Okay.
Tony Khan is a PR expert.
Okay.
And we want to look at the media handling at federal and state level.
Mm.
And let us help the government, you know, run this thing properly. Because I'm worried. Mm. I'm worried about it. So that's what we're going to do today.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you so much for coming
around. God bless you.
Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. Thank you for listening.